Hickory Dickory Dock, some lads there just wrote a song called Clocks. The lads are Coldplay.
And the song is?
Clocks. Beautiful. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington, pressing the little buttons there. XFM 104.9. What's that? What's that little
Well, I think I do more than press the buttons.
Right, see, this is it, right? Carl has had a little strop on since last night, okay?
And it's he's had a little strop on?
Yeah.
you said strop on. I just wanted to clarify.
And, it's, I don't know why. He says that I'm an annoying person. He says that I wound him up, right? Which I don't know. He says that you're winding up because you're sort of like negative about
everything. I'm negative?
Yeah. And, but what I think it is because we pointed out that his lateness is unacceptable.
Yeah.
He said, meet you at 6. He turned up at 20 past. He said, well, someone stopped me in the corridor. I don't care.
I've got stuff to do.
We had stuff to do. I think we're a bit busier than you, Carl. You've got one job. We've got loads of jobs. I keep telling you that. Yeah. You've got one job in a little room, a 9-to-5 there, that you don't even get done in 9-to-5. That's why you're late and mucking around all the time.
Because there's loads of work to do.
Yeah, one job.
No, cool. It's not. It's one job with a lot of other jobs in it. It's like those little Russian dolls you get. Right?
Well, it's
so
not, is it?
Have a go. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks, oh, he only sits in his studio messing about, making songs a phrase. That's what I do in my free time. Which we've got coming up later.
Super slick.
Oh,
I still think 20 minutes late is an outrage, though.
Yeah, 20 minutes late is.
Yeah, but I didn't say bang on 6. I said
you said
six.
No, you didn't. You said 6, which means 6.
Well, it doesn't.
Wait, what? Sorry, what? It doesn't.
If it was a news reader, I'd say, yeah, you've got to be on time. Do you know what I mean? If it was a 6 o'clock news, I wouldn't want to be late. But it's the fact that I said to you, I'm busy, I've got stuff to do.
No, you didn't say that. You said, 6 o'clock to sort out tomorrow's show.
I didn't, I know what I said, so.
Yeah, well,
you don't, because I remember you sent me a text. You didn't even, it wasn't even a phone call. You didn't even have the politeness to call.
Stephen has stitched him up by being a little bit more precise than him.
It was a text and it said, see you around 6 tomorrow, question mark?
Around. You just said it.
Well, you were 6. If that doesn't count, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, yeah, no, it does.
What? So, alright.
You told me he said 6.
Well, he did. I'm paraphrasing. 6 o'clock, Rick, to me, even if it was around 6 o'clock, that would be 5 to 6 or 5 past 6. It would not be 20 minutes after the event. Because that is late.
Yeah.
Well, you've got nothing. You see, you haven't even got an excuse.
Yeah, but then I turned up, right, and I said, right, well, let's not argue about this. Let's come up with some good new features, because we've been in, Cheapest Chimps. That's gone today.
Good news.
He never liked Cheapest Chimps, Carl, did he?
Right, he never liked it. Do you know what? Do you know who's took it further? Donald McIntyre.
What?
He's doing a programme, Cheapest Chimps.
No, he's not doing
a channel well, we'll see. Again, I'll prove you right. Again.
He's not doing a programme, Cheapest Chimps, is he? He's not! What do you mean?!
He's doing a tour of trail on Channel 5 and it was saying, you know,
is it 5 or is it about 20 past 5?
He's doing this, he's done that, you know, now see him on Channel 5 because he's moved to Channel 5.
Right.
He's saying, first big problem, chimps, you know, the deer and that. And,
no, they're not deer. He's getting confused.
No, 50-odd grand for a chimp and he's saying, you know, he'll look into how much he can get gorilla for.
What in the name of God are you talking about?
We'll talk about that later.
But I don't know what
I'm just saying that that's another idea.
And then, so go on, you got off, this is why you never get stuff done and you're late. You got off the point, you were talking about arriving late.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying to you now, I'm just saying, I turned up late, so I said, right, well, let's not argue.
Yeah.
I said, let's do some stuff.
Yeah.
You weren't having any of it. I think at one point you were trying to be sick on my leg.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Why? Just for fun.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's when I started getting annoyed.
He was very annoyed last night.
No. I can see where that could be annoying. But you just got to think. Hey, look. So what? It's
Well.
I think you rub each other up the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, no more Cheapest Chimps today, but and nothing to replace it because we didn't have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Songs of Phrase, we're doing that, you can win some stuff.
Yeah, we've got the film that we haven't done for the last 2 weeks.
The final film, we won't be doing that.
Let Him Down, it's 2 weeks. Don't you show you 2 weeks late on that?
Can I just ask, guys, is there going to be some great music?
Yeah,
what about something from the Only Ones?
Another Planet.
Brilliant.
Another planet is holding you down. Another planet.
Another Girl, Another Planet by The Only Ones on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Stephen Merchant, and Carl Pilkington. Carl, cheer up. Come on. There's a war on. Chill out.
Yeah.
I have to say, you have become increasingly annoying recently, Rick.
Who,
I think, me? Yeah, chiefly, I tell you what it is, I think it's the hot weather. Can I just remind you, when we were in the office recently, we've got a little office that we write in, we work in, and many, many moons ago, we were doing some work. This was when we were writing the first series of the office, and I was typing away, I was just typing something up we'd written, and I read it back to Ricky, just to check he was happy with everything. I was reading it back, and as part of the thing, there was a knock in the script. It's a, you know, knock, and so I was acting out for him, and I knocked like this, and I realised he wasn't listening. He was in fact asleep underneath his desk, and I knocked like that as part of reading the stage directions. I knocked. He thought someone was coming in. He leapt up, clunked his head, zipped up, thought someone. I said, "Rick, it's not. I'm just acting that out for you." He just wasn't paying attention. He wasn't listening. And can I just draw in? So recently, we're in another office. We're typing away. I look round. He's got his shirt off.
It was hot.
He's taking his shirt off, right? So he sat there, 41-year-old man, or whatever you are, 40-year-old man, there with his shirt out. Beautiful. I mean, I've seen most parts of your body now, at one point or another. I think from the early days when we used to work at XFM, you started showing me bits of your anatomy, which is something he does to people he likes, friends of his. I'm sure you've seen most of it, Carl.
No.
And so, he sat there, and there was a knock at the door because we'd asked someone who worked in the building to bring us something, and so I had to delay it by sort of not opening the door so he could get his shirt back on.
Yeah.
So he was running around trying to get his shirt back on.
So what would they have thought?
They'd have walked in, he'd have just been sat there, stripped to the waist.
Didn't they sort of think, hang on, what's going on? Locked through the keyhole?
No.
It was ludicrous, because as they came in, he was flustered and he kind of was just leaning against the window, just looking like, I often stand here with my, my shirt back to front.
I was getting like Bernard Manning. You see Bernard Manning, whenever he goes into the house, he has to go upstairs to take his trousers off. I love that. The fact that in your house, you've just got your pants and your vest on. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, but it's all the time. It's not just, I mean, you haven't done that with me, taking your clothes off and that yet. But, like, last night we were sat in the pub and I was saying, right, you know, let's not even worry about new features then. Let's get the current ones, you know, going.
Like what? Good.
Like, the one that I was trying to work out, the, Cheeky Freak of the Week.
Think of that!
Yeah, but
think of that, though, as a normal conversation.
I'd looked online, right, I didn't find that much. I found, actually, I'll tell you what I found later. Brilliant. we're looking for them, right? And, then at one point, I think you said to me, you know, what about the Guinness Book of Records?
Yeah,
you know, they'll have, like, the best freak in the world or whatever.
Yeah, ever.
So, I said, yeah, bring one in. Now, you've got one at home.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
But you couldn't be bothered carrying that in today, so I had to go out of the pub that I was at.
Yeah.
Nip into Borders.
Yeah.
Buy a Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah.
Out of my own money, $18.99.
Yeah.
Bring it back, and then you said, oh, I don't know if I want to do this feature. So it cost me £20 for that. I had to buy a video for Silence of the Lambs film clip. I'm actually out of pocket at the end of this.
But do you want to work with me is the thing. If you want to work with people would pay that sort of money to work with me, Carl. You're a lucky bloke. Think how many people think, oh, Carl, he gets to drink and sit.
Yeah.
Well, you were making a cup of tea and I surprised, didn't I? Little surprises.
You know last night? Do you know when I left the pub in a bit of a mood, because I was just fed up with not getting anything done?
Yeah.
Walking down the road, I was thinking, how can I get out of this? How can I stop having to work with them? And thinking, I wonder if I leave, I wonder if they'll be funny and they'll go, and then my boss will be giving me stick. And thinking, how much notice have I got to give out? And all this is going through my mind. I'm walking home and I got in, said to Suzanne, I'm sick of it. She's going, you need to do it when I get a new kitchen. And I was like, yeah, but how big does the kitchen need to be? I was saying, do we need a big kitchen? Can we get a small one? Have we got enough for a small kitchen? Do we need so many cupboards? Can we just have wood instead of steel? All this, try to get out of doing this.
Yeah. It's always just, I always feel like, you know, because I like to think that I'm not perhaps as bad as him.
Yeah, no.
You annoy me in different ways.
Like what? How does he annoy you?
Well, stuff that, you know, I come up with ideas, say Cheap as Chimps.
Yeah.
Rockbusters springs to mind. Yeah. 15 like Taiwan.
15 Taiwan. Let's just remind people what 15 Taiwan was.
It was a little feature that I wanted to give a run, you know, give it a little run, see if people like it.
The premise being?
No, there's no premise, it's just a title.
No, we were gonna get 15 sort of ornaments, you'd explain them, and then people would call up and say, that one's from Taiwan.
See? Carl, you've just explained why I didn't think that was a good idea. Yeah, by explaining the good...
No, so, you know, the funny thing is, Steve, right, I was walking down Regent Street on Monday, walk past one of these big stores, right, and they've got all famous quotes on the windows, right?
Yeah.
And one of them was something like, an absurd idea is often a great idea.
Yeah.
Do you know who said that?
Go on.
Einstein.
Yes.
Which made me wonder, if you were his mate, would he have done E equals MC squared? Or would you have said, don't bother with that, it's not going to work? Because that's all you seem to do, everything I come up with,
yeah,
you put down.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing, he's negative, right? I don't know why he is. What else?
He messes me about, I get him concert tickets for stuff, and, yeah, and you say, oh, I didn't bother going.
Yeah.
That is annoying.
You come in, you know, 5 minutes to go with tracks that need editing.
Yeah. The little bag, that bag that was free.
Yeah, you got a free bag today, an XFM little rucksack thing.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, what's this rubbish? Yeah. Ricky said, I'll have it, they're great. You said, no, I want it.
Yeah.
Well, it was free, I needed it. Yeah. I'll give that as a gift or something.
So, I mean, I think on reflection, Steve is probably a little bit more annoying than me.
I won't go that far. you are annoying. If I had to go away for a week somewhere, if it was a quiet place-
Well, you are again, aren't you? That's two orders you had this week, this year, I mean.
If it was a busy place, I'd probably go with you, because people, do you know what I mean, staring at me all the time and that, if I'm walking around with Steve. No, I'm just-
Can I draw up a list of reasons I don't like you, Carl?
Just being honest.
What? I'll tell you, because the list of reasons I don't like you is incredibly long, and getting longer.
Just saying.
Do you want another slap?
There you go.
There's a star. Ash, XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Carl. Alright, let's start again. Yeah? I'm gonna be the same, but let's start again. So what I mean is stop being grumpy and let me carry on being annoying. Because Steve's not going to change. He's not going to suddenly start going, you know what, Carl? I think your ideas are really good. Do you know what I mean? Remember when he came up with that idea, that game show idea? And he went, well, it's not an idea, Carl. And he came to me and he said, oh, I've had it with Steve. What's it? He went, how did The Office ever get on telly?
Well, what was the idea again, in summary?
I don't want to talk about it on air because someone will nick it.
No, they won't!
They will. Donald McIntyre's already got Cheap as Chimps. I bet they're in the making of Rockbusters as we speak.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to tell you any more
about
it.
Bob Holness is probably nicking that idea.
Exactly.
Well,
cheeky little. Right.
Song's a phrase coming soon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it this week? What's the phrase?
We're, remember the story I told you ages ago about my neighbour having a horse in their house.
Oh, yeah.
Having a horse, yeah.
What's happened with that? Lenny Henry doing it as a series.
So,
And people nicking your ideas left, right and centre.
Well, that's the phrase we'll be using anyway.
What?
My neighbour had a horse in her house.
How many words is that?
Six.
My neighbour had... So, there's no grammar either. My neighbour had horse in the house. My neighbour had horse in house. What is the phrase?
My neighbour had horse in her house.
Are there any prepositions in this sentence?
Look, don't judge it beforehand. You see, I'm turning over a new leaf. I think this is a great idea. I think Carl's a genius and I look forward to hearing this enormously.
Yeah, okay. And I won't be sick on your leg or squeeze your head or make you jump when you're making a cup of tea.
Just looking through the Guinness
Book. That is still the funniest thing, isn't it? Squeaking at someone when they got a cup of tea. Right.
There are a lot of what strike me as seemingly pointless. Feats.
The Ginsburg Records is, right, the Ginsburg Records is great. I used to love it as a kid. I've had about 10 copies in my life. The last one I bought a couple of years ago, present. It was really good. I love it. I love the real records. Tallest, fattest, thinnest, best, fastest, most expensive, biggest, and all that. But the ones that really annoy me are the ones that, the reason these people are in there for it, are the only people that tried.
What?
Bouncing the milk bottle on your head.
Most watches eaten? I've just found that one. Kim Sung-doo from South Korea ate 5 watches, the entire watch with the exception of the wristband, in a time of 1 hour 34 minutes. What do you make of that, Carl?
Made him regular. Come on.
How did they time him?
Most live rattlesnakes held in the mouth. 8 live rattlesnakes held by, it just says an idiot.
this gives me an idea, Carl.
Talking of idiots.
Do you want to get into Guinness Book Records?
Come on, that'd be brilliant.
There's things in there that are just absolutely anyone could do. Like that one in Big Brother, I was watching it, and it was balancing sugar lumps. I want to know, how many people try that? If there's schools around Britain going, listen, we've got to get in the sugar lump award. It's grassroots level, there's not enough kids balancing sugar lumps. How can we compete in the world market?
Yeah. I was looking at it last night, and there was one about the farthest that a dog swam. I think it was something like 9 miles, but it had no choice, did it? Do you know what I mean? He took it out to the Atlantic or something, and so it didn't want to do it.
Threw it in the water.
Yeah. So yeah. It's not alright to put it in a bin bag and chuck it in a canal, but it's for a world record.
Yeah.
9 miles it did.
Oh, God.
Possible ones that you could do, Carl.
What's the most Forrest Gumps fitted in one wheelie bin?
What about this one for you, Carl? The record stands at the moment for most arrows caught by hand. But that's quite tricky. So what about most arrows caught by head?
Yeah.
And you would just fire arrows at your head.
They wouldn't, it would just skim off him.
Do you think so?
Yeah, the roundness, it would never actually get any sort of, you know, connection.
Fastest human crab, could you do that?
I'll do that.
Can you form the crab?
Can you do that?
What's that?
You just got bending over backwards and running.
No.
Right, what about,
what would you be good at?
What about hamburger stuffing?
Alright. In the mouth, you mean?
Well, it says the record for stuffing the most regulation-sized hamburgers, including buns, in the mouth at one time is how many? How many hamburgers with buns in
so
the mouth?
So this is just...
You're not swallowing anything, you've just got stuff in your mouth.
You'd be so good at this because you're shaped with your head. You've got a shape... His head's just like Hamburglar. You'd be good at this, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, you'd be perfect. You look like Zippy.
And the great thing is your head's empty, so you could get more in there. Do you know what I mean? This guy had a brain.
Oh, do that. What is it? Is it possible? Is it mental?
How many do you think it was? There were three burgers in buns. What do you reckon, Carl?
What, how quick he ate them?
He didn't eat them, it's just how many he can stuff in his face. So literally hold them within his cheeks and his mouth, but don't swallow anything.
So what, how many burgers?
How many burgers did he manage to get into his face?
So it's a fella. It's not.
Yes.
About. Not five?
No. Three. Is the
three?
World record. Three is
what
the world record.
How big are they, though?
It just says regulation size.
So we could go to McDonald's or Burger King and get just hamburgers,
and that would count. Just the regular burgers, and we'll just stuff
them in. It won't count, we got to get Norris McWorthy.
Well, we could practice it now, and then if you're a triumphant, if you get
Carl
in there.
You know I've got a small throat and that.
Well, you don't have to swallow them, that's a great thing.
Yeah, but I don't like it. As a kid, I'm choking on stuff and I get funny about it.
Just keep your tongue at the back of your mouth and we stuff the hamburgers in.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on! Do something!
Carl, that is Dynamite Radio.
Steve will go and get the hamburgers.
Have I got to pay for them?
No, Carl, give
I'm
us the
not
money.
Paying for them.
Oh,
I've just spent 25 quid in total on a video on a Guinness Book of Records. That's costing me another 4 quid.
Come on, give us the money. Come on, do it. It's an interesting thing. Come on.
You could be in the Guinness Book of Records, Carl.
No, leave it.
See if we can. Oh, please. Phone in if you want Carl to eat burgers. You don't have to swallow them, you can spit it all out. You can be sick on my leg after. Oh, come on!
No, because I don't like the stretching thing either.
It will stretch.
I'll be like the little bloody dog on the Winston Churchill ad.
Don't swear!
Yeah, I'm just saying,
on air!
I know, but we apologise
to the Radio Authority. Carl is not only swearing, but he's refusing to do things we come up with!
But the Radio Authority will be happy with me stuffing three burgers in my face.
God,
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, we will.
No,
we're going.
I'll give you the money.
Can we do songs of phrase something?
No, play a record.
He's gonna go. You're gonna do it, Carl, or you're fired.
No, actually, he wants that.
No, you're gonna do it. Do it, please. Do it. It'd be great, honestly. Please do it.
What about chicken McNuggets? Meet halfway.
No, there's no record for chicken McNuggets.
Well,
mental.
So I'm not doing it, Steve. So.
You are. Steve.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in one of the capital's many burger joints. I'm just about to go up now and order some burgers.
Where are you? Where are you in?
I'm in McDonald's in Leicester Square.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
What are you getting? Just get
Hello there, I need to order 5 regular hamburgers, please. If that's all right. Sorry? 5 hamburgers, yes, yes. You're probably wondering why I'm ordering only 5 hamburgers, aren't you? And let me tell you why. My friend is going to try and break the world record for putting burgers into his fat, stupid face. What do you make of that? Exciting?
Yeah.
Do you wish him good luck?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Tyre.
Tyre?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, Tyre. I'll try and get Tyre to wish you good luck in a minute, Carl.
Five should be enough.
The world record is what? Three?
Three, yeah.
Okay, good. I don't know what, oh, here we go. How much is that?
$3.45
for 5 hamburgers?
It's good, isn't it? It's good value.
It is really, isn't it?
Really, yeah. I mean, if there's anyone from hamburgers, from McDonald's listening, they'd probably want to give us some free stuff, I would thought. I would thought, Rick. Could you just wish my friend good luck before, he's just on the end of the line there. Just say good luck, Carl.
Good luck.
Alright then.
There you are. That's the people from McDonald's wishing you good luck. Carl, I'll be back shortly with the burgers.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Do you want the pickles left in? Eminem, Sing for the Moment, on XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais. With me, Steve Merchant, with 5 little hamburgers.
Got 5 burgers here, yep. And, so I don't know, how should we begin, Carl? Do you want to just look at the size of these burgers?
Look, they can see it on webcam, can't they? They can see us stuffing these burgers into your mouth.
Mm.
And I'm filming this, Steve. Look,
brilliant.
Look, I've got a little camcorder. Yeah. We'll put this on Unseen Footage on a DVD or something.
Or maybe on the website.
On the Oh, Carl, what if you break the record?
Okay, Carl, I'm coming round now to just monitor this and adjudicate.
What's the web- if people want to see this on the webcam, what is it?
xfm.co.uk.
Right, okay. Hold on. Oh, Steve,
can I do that? I'm not being funny, right, but I think I have got, like, a bit of a wheat thing.
You've got a bit of a what?
A wheat allergy
Oh,
thing.
Don't give me that!
No, seriously, my head's- I've been eating a lot of shredded wheat recently. And my head's got a bit bigger.
Carl, I don't think you can let us down now, mate. So you just got to put that first.
No, I can't put that like that in my mouth on its with. I've got to break it up.
About?
I've got to break it up.
You can't break it up.
It doesn't say you can't on the rule thing.
It does.
It doesn't. I can't look. I physically can't.
Try it.
I can't look. I'd have to be Jay Goody to get out of here. Seriously, look. Oh.
Try it. Yeah, I know, but you're not approaching it right. That's it.
Oh, come on, go on.
That's
go
all
on.
I'm stuff.
Oh God,
going.
He's not going to do one.
Keep going. That's good work. Keep going.
How did I get three? Keep pushing. Get one in at least.
Push it.
That's one. Let's go for another one. REM, Night Swimming. It's a lovely song, isn't it, Carl? Huh?
Mm.
XFM 104.9, I'm looking at your eyes. With me, Steve Merchant. Carl, disappointing. Disappointing. You couldn't even get one whole burger in your mouth.
I did, kind of.
Yeah, but there was a bit sticking out, it just looked messy.
But you were saying about putting it in whole, and I don't think that's the rule.
Okay.
You can get more in a suitcase if you put things in properly. So you don't just get all your clothes and chuck them in, so it's about, I reckon you've got to rip it up a bit.
Okay, do that then. Oh. See how many you can get in? You've got to get in two.
No, just one.
No.
Well, it's three.
Pack it in, pack your cheeks first.
Honestly, Steve, my head is swelling a bit, because I have got a wheat thing, a wheat allergy.
That'd be good, there'd be more room.
Right, okay, look, Carl is now just sticking it in his cheek.
Yeah.
Don't eat any. You can't swallow any. It's like a hamster, you've got to work it like a hamster.
Yeah, stick it in, come on.
He looks like Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Come on. Don't lose any yet. Right.
Pack it in, then use your fingers to pack it in.
Come on!
Wedge it in. Like you're grating the bath.
I can't do this either.
Keep going! Keep going, don't give up so early! This is part of the problem, you just give up, Carl,
yeah,
too quickly.
You failed again! It's like your history O-level. Come on, Carl, do something well! Succeed at something! Push it in, you've got nearly a half a burger there! Or I'll come round there! You're chewing! Don't chew!
I've got a bit of food.
I don't know what he said, but is that a
what,
hot
is
one?
That a hot one? No. No, it's not. I can see bits left.
Come on, Carl. Come on, keep working at it. Keep working at it. But there's so much space in your mouth, I can see it.
He's going mad. Okay. Okay, we do another one.
We're
doing another one.
That one then.
We're doing a- Oh, are you alright?
Are you gonna be sick?
Are you alright?
Alright?
Oh god, should we play a record? He's making my eyes water now.
Oh. Okay, oh, I'll find a different one for you.
Find a different one for you.
What about most grapes eaten in 3 minutes?
I'll go. Do you want to do that? Grapes are easy, aren't they?
That's easy. Great.
Come on, grapes are easy. White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, that jumped twice. I apologise for that. You're the producer, Carl.
Yeah.
It jumped twice.
Well, it's not my fault if people are slipping around because a burger's on the floor. You're trying to squeeze my head when the song's playing.
What difference does that make?
Well, anyway.
Right. Don't take any- Right, I've just got some grapes there. We've counted them out. What's the record then?
Okay, well, the most grapes eaten in 3 minutes. You've got 3 minutes, Carl, and you've got to beat Matt Hand from the UK, who consumed a total of 133 grapes in 3 minutes on the 8th of November 2001.
Right, there's 150.
So there's 150 in there.
Right. Okay.
So you've got 3 minutes.
What are the rules?
The rules
are. You just
got
to eat them and swallow them. And it's like Cool Hand Luke, right? You've got to just stuff them in and don't choke, because I got worried with the burger. That's a good advert for McDonald's, isn't it? Not only was I impressed by the cheapness of them, but he couldn't even get one in his mouth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Value for money there. Maybe they'd like to send us some free stuff.
Yeah, free stuff. Or just money. Any some money would be good.
Next week, Carl, you're eating Sony Walkmans.
That's right. Yeah.
Available for... Yeah. Right. Right, Carl. Right, I think this is going to be good, right? What we're going to do, right? We've got Song 2 by Blur set up. We know that's 2 minutes, so we can play that, because that'd be boring radio hearing Carl choke, wouldn't it, for 3 minutes?
Exactly.
So... When I say go, Carl, right, I'm gonna go right on the minute, right? You've got to have a handful of grapes and you've got to press Song 2 by Blur. When we come back, you'll be stuffing your face. Hold on. You won't be able to do that. Can you work the buttons?
I can do that.
I don't think you can. You cannot touch the grapes until the opening note.
Yeah, but
song
hold on.
When
song two stops, can we just press up the fader? So, because you'll be stuffing
don't worry,
your face.
We're almost. Let's go. Any second now.
Okay, right. Okay, ready, 3, 2, 1, go.
And he's off. It's good work from Carl there. He's approaching it cautiously to begin with. Cautiously. And he's just keeping people out. Come on, don't make him laugh, Rick. He's choking.
Come on, quick!
Keep going, Carl.
Come on.
What happened? Did he just throw up?
No. Don't make him laugh.
Oh,
come on.
We can make wine. Come on, Carl. You're doing
come
so well, mate.
I want to go. Come on.
Why are you making him laugh? That was a world record attempt.
He's over the.
Keep going!
Come on! You got 25 seconds!
Come on! Oh, I think that was a shame, actually, because you were doing well, but something went wrong.
I know, and I think those are bigger grapes than the ones I've seen before. They're quite big grapes. Look at his face, he looks so despondent. Come on, Carl, 8 seconds. Just a few more.
5.
Come on, what's the matter?
2. 1. It's all over, Carl.
It's all over, better count how many you did. We can get good at this over the weeks.
I think that was a fairly pitiful attempt, actually. I really thought he had a... It's interesting, actually. These are harder records than you might think.
Yeah, I know. 6, 8, 10...
How did you feel after that record-breaking attempt?
Not happy with that.
What are you not happy about?
The fella who did it, was he in hospital and just had loads of grapes on his board? I'm sure he wasn't producing a radio programme, that's for sure.
Well, to be fair, neither are you. What was tricky about it? What did you find hard?
I think having Ricky standing over me, sort of shouting, go on! Isn't normal.
No. But did that, so that wasn't...
He hasn't eaten any! Hold on. That's 50, he's left.
That's quite a poor attempt then, by the seam of it. Would you think about trying to maybe do that again in a couple of weeks? Would you do some practice and try that again?
No, I'll leave it. Leave it for the experts.
And I know it's a tricky point. Maybe sort of when you had about 50 seconds to go, you seemed to be spewing things into the bin. What was that?
Again, mainly Ricky standing over me. So
88. He's got 88 left.
Okay, so what's the mental arithmetic there? Because we hit, put how many in? Was 150 in the thing, wasn't it?
What did I say I had left?
Well, I'm not doing it again.
88.
So
he had 88 left.
So it's 62. Guys, you're only at 62. What's the matter with you, Carl? There's people start you at 62. That is rubbish.
That's disappointment.
Let's leave
so
that.
you failed on two world record attempts
that,
there.
62 and the records are that is rubbish. What were you doing?
Yeah, but like I said, I've got a small throat. I can't drink a drink quick. Ever since the Mr. Freeze Pops when I was six, that I nearly choked on, I nearly died on. I can't go back. It'd be like asking, I don't know, someone who got run over to play Frogger or something.
What's Frogger?
What, you mean real life
game? Well, just a computer game brings back memories, doesn't it? And I can't do that.
What's Frogger? Does Frogger get run over?
Yeah.
It's a little frog. It has to run across a piece
of road. Do you know who he reminded me of? Apart from Hamburglar and Zippy and all that. When he was munching those grapes, because the shape of his head, it looked like a game of Pac-Man.
Yeah.
It did, as he was getting to him, it looked like...
We should have had that music.
It looked just like it. Oh, God.
Do you remember there was a board game version of Pac-Man?
Was there?
I mean, the only thing that Pac-Man had was the fact that it was on a computer and it was a little face eating things. But imagine that as a board game.
But there's board games of, like, things that you don't need board games for.
Yeah.
It's like, there's board games of charades.
Do you know what?
You don't need that. It's like parlour games. Board games of let's watch the telly.
Yeah.
Let's play sit around. And it's all like 1999. You don't need it.
New from Mattel. A stick. Simply run along, clanking it against a fence or a metal grate.
It's fence stick. In the picture of it, like, oh, now. Nan, that's my stick.
I'll tell you
that's
what.
My fence stick. Do you know I saw in a shot recently the board game of Cold Feet, the TV show.
No, that is a winner. You are John Thompson.
Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah.
So a good game.
Drink 8 pints.
Go on.
Song's a phrase.
Song's a phrase. Nicely done.
Right, we'll get this going.
How do you feel, Carl?
Yeah.
Again,
right,
disappointment. Right. Disappointment, probably to your family and friends.
Well, I don't think they'll get that gutted, to be honest. Right, songs of phrase.
Well, Carl, why don't we beg people to come back with songs of phrase? Because it's a big tease. People love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the hot new
radio
quizzes.
We've got one more thing for you to eat.
No, I'm not doing any more of that. Seriously. Play a song. Right, songs of phrase next. Right. That was rubbish, that half hour. Rubbish.
Roots, The Seed, XFM 104.9. I bet that is a record, of eating grapes whilst DJing.
Possibly. I'm assuming if there's any listeners out there that have a record-breaking attempt they'd like to see Carl undertake in future weeks, they should email in.
I think Jono's got that one.
Right, what have we got then? That's the serious side now, let's get on with the proper show.
Right, song's a phrase.
Yeah, should we do that?
Onto the classy stuff.
Yeah. Do you want to do the prizes first?
Right. No, then where are they? Here they are. I haven't seen these, but I'm excited as ever. All right. We have a T-shirt there, arbitrary T-shirt that you have probably stolen off of someone. What does it say? Is it the Red Hot Chili Peppers? So
if you found
that, that's not too bad. It's a big T-shirt there. On DVD, should you be giving this away? This looks like it's the film Don't Say a Word.
Yeah.
And it's it doesn't have all the proper packaging, it's literally the disc, the DVD disc, just loose. So enjoy that. The current album from Oasis, Heathen Chemistry, DVD, on DVD, The Life of Mammals, the complete series, the David Attenborough recent DVD, that. Walking with Cavemen, which I think is a DVD, it's currently on TV, isn't it?
And, well, there you go.
Also the X-List, which is a good new compilation, double CD compilation from XFM with loads of stuff on there, including Nerd, Snoop Doggy Dog, Athlete, all sorts.
Go on then, Carl.
So not bad, actually. Simple
nice stuff. One. Why
right, then? So, yeah, it's a phrase that's been said at some point, or said a lot on the show. We've had, like, Airy Chinese Kid. We went back to my mum had win for 5 minutes and that. Today we're looking at my neighbour had a horse in a house, right?
Yep.
If you remember, we were talking about that probably about a year and a half ago now.
Yeah, of course, people, of course people remember. They've been talking about it ever since, Carl, I imagine.
Yeah.
Well, so it's famous. It's a world famous phrase. My neighbour had a horse in her house.
Right. So this is this week's song's a phrase, and what I've done is I've got songs with those words in that make up that sentence.
Yeah.
You got to email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. There's six different songs, right? You email in with what?
I don't know. There is six. Me neighbour had horse in house. Is it really that sentence?
My neighbour had a horse in her house. It does work. Honestly, it works.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Don't bother explaining. You just
ready?
Play it.
Right,
yeah.
So here's the. Here it is.
We're just gonna do it.
My neighbour had horse in a house.
Right.
What in God's name was that?
Yeah. Name the six songs.
My neighbour had horse in a house.
Where?
Are we naming the artists or the songs?
Either.
Artists.
Anyone who gets anything can get a prize.
What's Walker? Artists, here we go.
My neighbour had horse in a house.
That's tricky, Carl. That's very hard. Once more.
My neighbour had horse in a house.
Email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. I'll give it.
Another letdown. Another letdown.
It's brilliant, this.
No. No.
How can you just say that after I've just been stuffing grapes in my face and
that? Well, you didn't get one burger in, right? Even when you tried to chop it up, there's three, right? So that's it. Steve, out of the goodness of his heart, went to McDonald's, okay? I got some grapes, at 62.
That's got nothing to do with this, though. This is my game show here. Bob Olness didn't say, yeah, Blockbusters is good, but I never see him eating grapes. So this is a different thing, forget that, right? Here's the clips again, here's the clips.
Oh, you know I said I was gonna turn over a new leaf and not criticise your ideas? I think it's the end of this one, mate.
Oh, he's done it again.
It's atrocious. Ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you've got any idea.
Dandy Warhols, We Used To Be Friends, that is Carl's favourite record of the year.
Yeah.
He gets one
play a year, and he chose that.
That's what he chose.
It's alright, but I mean, that favourite track, innit? He played that. That was Carl's choice.
Just something new.
On XFM 104.9. Don't worry, we've got some really good stuff coming up later with me and Steve.
If you're from the 70s, you might like it.
You see that he's getting too cocky, isn't he?
It's arrogant.
It's sort of like he's. I mean, we've tried giving him something in his life. He's got. You know what I mean? He comes in and tells us this sob story of just like a trail of failures. And we've said, Carl, come under our wing, right? He's just started picking up on him. A few other people's like, and then he does that. He fails at the burgers. He fails at the grapes. He will not trust us with, you know, what we want to do. I don't know what more we can do. It's like I've saved a mouse from a cat's jaws and it turned around and bit me.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a brilliant analogy. It's a bit like we were trying to give you something that you could care about, that you could be passionate about, that would somehow give a meaning to your life.
You would be in the Guinness Book of Records alongside, I mean, Bubble. Bubble failed. Do you want to be Bubble? Do you want to be Bubble? Or do you want to be the bloke with the milk bottle on his head?
Exactly.
Who's in there?
The guy who make the watches.
Yes! Now, I've got an idea, Carl, because you're getting all stressed out. I don't know what it is. You're getting funny. I don't know what it is. I don't know what-
Because you're annoying me.
Wow, well, you say that.
Started midweek.
I don't think I annoy anyone else, so it's just you on that. So, I thought maybe we could all three of us go away to a little health farm for a weekend, just get like a triple room,
right,
and
that isn't happening.
Why?
You've just reminded me, because you've been annoying me, Steve started getting on your case, you know, sort of ganging up on me. I'll tell you now, Steve, I just forgot. Remember a couple of weeks ago, you said to me that my pub quiz team is rubbish?
Yeah.
Right, well, it doesn't matter anymore, because you're not part of it this time.
That's bad. That's bad, because it's interesting you say that, Carl. Carl, you say that, because I tell you this, I found someone, mate, who could be, filling that tricky fifth member. I wanted to test them out this week, mate. On your team.
Test that on your team. Because I'll tell you what this is like, I don't know if you're familiar with, Paul Ince. He used to play with Man United, right? But everyone used to say he's the governor, right? Even the players used to call him the governor, right? And Alex Ferguson at Man United was like, I'm not having this.
Yeah.
I'm in charge here. And he got rid of him. And that's what's happened. You were moaning the other week, saying your team's rubbish, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how you do on your own. Right,
he's turned, isn't he?
I'll be honest, Carl. I'd like to be on your team.
Well, sorry, Paul Ince. You'll have to go and join Middlesbrough, or wherever it is he's gone to.
Carl, what can I do to get back on your team?
It's not happening. I've already filled your boots.
Don't let him have the upper hand, Steve.
No, wait a minute. I'll tell you what always annoys me, though. Ricky spends most of the show slagging you off, right, having a go at you, annoying you in the week, squeezing your head, making you eat burgers, right? But you always take out on me. I'm the one who always gets the insults. I'm the one who's now relegated from your team. You see, this is the thing. You're just as bad as him, really, because you're siding against me, because you know that I'm willing to take it. The truth of it is this. You know that Ricky Gervais is keeping you in burgers and grapes, metaphorically speaking. He's the one that's got you in Heat magazine.
I just spat all over you, dude. Because it's for records.
You see?
Get me a tissue.
He's just squirted tea, laughing, all over your for records.
You made me laugh.
I'm going to get the flak for that.
No, it's because you made me laugh when I was drinking, because you went, it's like that, and it made me laugh, and I spat.
I just think it upsets me that you never pick on Ricky, you never ever go in, because you know he's the one who's raised your profile and made you a little bit of a celebrity.
We've missed one here. Using his teeth, Raman Andy Appan, right? Hustato Coconut.
He did what?
He husked a coconut. He's the fastest coconut husker in the world.
What does that mean?
I don't know, he pulls husks.
What's that?
He's a little mice.
What's a coconut husking?
He pulls the husk up and goes, look at Carl, just with his head down. Carl, come on. What's the matter?
Because that cost me £20.
I know, well I'll tell you alright.
Tea all over the world's smallest man.
Stood him next to the world's biggest man.
Right, I'm in a bad mood now.
Oh dear. You haven't got a team? Steve, I'll sort you out. Come to me. I'll sort you out.
Seriously,
don't worry.
I found someone who would help you win this week, Carl. And no, I was going to tell you about it, and now.
Steve, you can be on my team this week, and I know something about the quiz that Carl doesn't know. So.
I'll tell you, I just think that it's so ungrateful.
Whatever.
So ungrateful.
Right, song's a phrase. Just give it a couple more plays. Email him, we'll pick a winner soon. Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Well, this is rubbish this week. No one knows it because it's rubbish. Steve was right.
There's six songs there, so if you know what they are, just.
That's the end of that, I think. That's the end of Songs of Phrase.
Email in.
I think. We've got no. That's the last week for that.
Okay,
that is rubbish.
Well, why don't you give us some monkey news? Is it monkey news time?
Come on, monkey news.
We'll play a song and we'll.
No, let's play a song. Oh, it's a great track.
Cheer up, Carl.
Waiting for an Alibi with Thin Lizzy.
Doesn't
have to be new. It's brilliant.
What year was it out?
Oh, Einstein wasn't new when he came up with the greatest theory ever. Oh, hello, guy. Hey, oh, you're not new. You're not new. Waiting for an Alibi by Thin Lizzy on XFM 104.9. Right, okay. With all the trauma in the world, I thought we'd come on to a little bit of it, and he's just brought it right down. A little mank twat whinges. No, but I mean, do you know what I mean? He's had a go at you, he's thrown you off his team.
I'm devastated by that. That was the one thing I was looking forward to this week.
To be fair, you were looking forward to telling him you were taking over the team, so it's sort of poetic justice. It has blown up in your face, to be fair.
True, I was trying to squeeze him out of his own company.
Yeah, you were going to try and get him out of his team.
Yeah, well,
it was a hostile takeover, and they clubbed together.
To be honest with you, there's normally three regulars on his team. I got two of them on my side, one of which is his girlfriend. So, I only had to work on him to try and get him to resign, and we'd have been away. Still. Mm. You know, we should give the prizes away.
Yeah, well, this has been dreadful. This thing. We started off well with him trying to force burgers in his mouth, and then he came up with this tat. I mean, this is the end of this because it's. I mean, it was shoddy to start with. Now the Dio couple. Well, this is not only. I'm just saying.
This is what I was saying in the pub yesterday when you tried to be sick on my leg. I was saying, come up with new ideas if you don't like them, but you diss them on air.
Well, it's just disappointing, isn't it? And awesome,
right.
What's that?
I was disappointed when I was choking before.
We were disappointed as well.
Yeah, you didn't try. You didn't try with the grapes. You were just like chewing on that. You meant to just throw them in and swallow them.
Song's a phrase. It was six songs. It sounded like this.
Right, what are they? Just give you answers.
Six songs there. We had Lionel Richie, My Destiny for my.
Tricky.
Neighbour.
Oh, that's XFM.
Ooh. My neighbour was,
Space.
Space. Yeah. Neighbourhood. Mm. Had. Harry Connick Jr. Had to be you.
Yeah. Right.
Had, your neighbour had a horse.
Horse from America. America, yeah.
Had a horse.
In
was Lisa Sansfield with,
pathetic.
In All the Right Places.
Oh, pathetic. Did anyone get that? Did anyone get that?
No one got that.
Animals. So that was pointless.
Alright, well, the most anyone got was three, yeah. And, we're gonna give it to Deborah, and that's possibly Deborah and Kate. They got at least three of those, so well done.
Okay, well done. Yeah, there's prizes on the way. That's the end of that. So that's the end. No Cheapest Chimps, none of that anymore. What have you got left? You got the film to do? Let's see what you've done with the film.
Hang on, I'd love to have some monkey news, though.
Go on, then. Got any monkey news?
Yeah, I got some monkey news.
Come on, then.
No, Rick, come on. Cheer up.
Well, it's just sort of like, he moans that he's got too much time on his hands, and he comes up with that
Okay.
Shite.
Monkey news. The jingle, please.
Ooh, chimpanzee, that monkey news.
Okay,
there's been quite a lot of stuff going on. There was a few bits in that Guinness Book of Records book that cost me £20.
Yeah, well, that's not news, is it? They printed that probably last September.
No,
so that's
there's one in there.
New music. New monkey news from last September. You're a lord.
Come on.
Waster.
Please, Ricky. Monkey news.
Right. There was this monkey in a zoo in Brazil.
Right.
Right. Mm. And, there's a little man monkey, a little woman monkey. And,
you're a scientist, aren't you? Go on.
And they said, the people in charge were like, oh, wouldn't it be good if they had kids?
Brilliant.
Right. So, anyway, the chimps used to stand sort of, you know, they'd have their little caves each, and they used to sort of, lean on the fence having a bit of a chat and stuff with each other.
Right?
The equivalent sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they were getting on a storm, and, like, the zookeepers were like...
Did you hear that Cheapest Chimps this week? Okay, it was fascinating. Yeah, just gossiping, I understand.
So, what's, any monkey news? I don't know, it's tuning.
What was the monkey news this week?
Come on. It was from last September.
So they were, you know, stood there having a chat, and the zookeepers were like, I wonder if they're ever gonna, you know, have kids and that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it went on for ages, you know, this just chatting, no sort of action. So what the zookeepers did was, they said, I know, they'll have kids.
Are we letting that go? They were just chatting, are we just letting that go?
We're letting it
you know
go.
What I mean? I mean, just doing whatever monkeys do.
Okay.
Right? So, So the zookeepers were like, yeah, I wonder when they're gonna, you know, have some kids. Yeah. Anyway, what they decided to do, to sort of do to egg them on,
yeah.
Bought one of them a suit, one a wedding dress.
Right.
Keep going!
No, I'm not having it.
Shut up, Gervais. Fade him down if he's gonna interrupt, I wanna hear the rest of this.
They got married.
So they got married?
Yeah, they got married.
Right.
What, that's the end of it?
That's...
This is why I don't- Right, that's the end of monkey news. That's the end of monkey news. Don't do that again, you've got no features left.
Why don't you like that?
Well, it's not a story!
See?
It's about two chimps chatting, which doesn't happen. The zookeeper's going, I wonder if they're gonna ever have kids. And come on, they got married. That's the end of the story. What are you talking about?
Hang on, just calm down. Let me just check that you didn't make a mistake there and didn't lose out.
What do you mean you didn't make a mistake?
Wait a minute, he may have just left out a fundamental piece of information.
What, the story?
That would have made it into a story.
Right.
Let me just check the facts. So they bought them wedding outfits. They were married. Did they propose to each other or were they just forcibly
don't
married?
Don't encourage
just
him.
Then what was the outcome? Once they got married, what happened? They fell in love?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
It's not a marriage, Carl.
Be quiet.
It's not a real marriage. I don't know what you've got in your head. It's like the head of Homer Simpson. I'd go in there and there'd be a wedding reception and there'd be a couple of fights and they'd be talking about stuff.
They got married. They fell in love. Did they have children?
They're not back off the honeymoon yet.
Play a record. You got no features now.
Eve, Satisfaction, new single.
Yeah, XFM, quick, play it. Right, we've waited 3 weeks, we are gonna play it. I don't care whether we're late, we were late in because there was news. So, play it.
Which film are you in this week?
Looking at Silence of the Lambs.
Right, play it. Just play it.
Have we got a question?
Well, no, who cares? Who cares? Should Carl carry on? Play it.
Right, Silence of the Lambs. The bit where, Jodie Foster is having a chat.
Good evening, Clarice.
Hi. Just thought I'd, come and see you.
How very thoughtful.
Don't mind me popping in, though, do you? It's just no one else is interested in the sort of things I like talking about.
People will say we're in love.
Well, say what they want. Did you hear the show last week? We were talking about gay people, if they should have their own toilets or not and stuff.
That was good.
Yeah, it was all right, wasn't it? Got a good good debate going. Enjoy doing the show. It's a favourite part of my week, really, just talking about weird stuff and that.
Oh, Clarice, your problem is you need to get more fun out of life.
I have a lot of fun in my life. You know, come and see you. And spend a lot of time on the internet looking up weird stuff. Reading something about an airy Chinese kid. There's another thing, there's a fella who, no arms and legs, is known as the Pillar Man.
Everything you need to find him is right there in those pages.
Bizarre magazine. Yeah, I get this. The airy Chinese kid, what annoys me is he could sort it out. He could just have a shave, couldn't he? Do you know what I mean?
No, he cuts.
Does he? Well, use some like Emax stuff. Yeah, don't be getting funny with me, just because you're in a bit of a mood, right? You know you shouldn't eat people. Your eyes are bigger than your belly, I've always said that, so see you later.
Interesting. Atmospheric. Moody, and the question is, here I have it. This: how many films have been made featuring the character Hannibal Lecter? How many films?
They
haven't
got time to phone in now, have they?
No, they can email in. They'll have time. Do you care?
I don't care.
No, exactly. Ricky Dr. Vase, XFM.co.uk. If you can be bothered, if you're interested in what you want, a $4.99 copy on VHS of Silence of the Lambs.
He's dissing that as well, Carl. What is that?
Bit annoying, but. That's it for this week. Yeah.
But remember what happened when it, no, it's not. It's 9 minutes to
don't,
three.
Don't
how can that?
Tell him, Steve.
No. How can week. That be it? It's 9 minutes to three. Yeah. What's he doing? Is he playing a record?
Carl, what can I do to get back on your quiz team?
You're not.
Go on. Talking to the songbird yesterday.
Right, Songbird Oasis. Right, send Carl a little present. Send him some essential oils or something, or I just—I mean, a little lavender pillow, or just a little message. Send him a little message. Tell him it's all worth it. He's getting all grumpy, aren't you?
I just get sick of it. That's all. It's not worth for going through the stress for 30 quid every Saturday.
You lying little. You'd get more than 30 quid.
Oh, not much more. Anyway, Steve, who's the winner?
The winner is Mike McNulty. He correctly answered the fact that there were 4 films featuring Hannibal Lecter.
It's a downer now, isn't it? It's a downer.
I think it was you, actually. I mean, I don't know, Carl. I'm not. It's not like I'm just trying to win myself a place on your team. But I actually felt that Ricky was really out of order.
I gave him grapes.
I thought Ricky grapes. was discourteous, if that's a word. I thought he was rude, aggressive, unpleasant. As one person emailed in, a dickhead. So, someone also said you were fat and talentless. Right. So. Oh, I don't like those emailers who do that sort of thing, but one of them said you were really, really annoying.
Well, cheers for that, but you're still not on the team.
They didn't like what you were wearing.
So, back next week.
What did you say?
He went, cheers for that, but you couldn't.